Sometimes love can lead to obsession and compel a soul to cross ethical lines. This is a pre-season special episode of Welcome to Earth Stories.
Did you have that dream again?
I did, but don't worry about it. I'm getting better.
It's been months now, baby, and those sleeping pills are not doing the trick. Don't you think it's time to, you know?
What? Go to some shrink and talk about my daddy issues? They're not going to give me some new insights. Besides, they're controlled by Big Pharma and would love to see me hooked on their drugs.
You and your conspiracies again. When are you going to realize they're not all money-grubbing whores?
And when are you going to stop being so naive? Sorry, Julia. You don't deserve that.
To hell I don't. Look, baby love, it hurts me to see you go through this. I do not want to sound like the nagging wife, but sometimes you leave me no choice. And it's not just the dreams and the lack of sleep, but you haven't been yourself.
What are you talking about?
Well, how can I put it gently? In the past couple of months, you've been acting like an asshole.
Excuse me?
No, let me talk. You hardly smile anymore, and you take everything so damn seriously. It could be your good-for-nothing boss that's working you too hard. You should stand up for yourself and demand a vacation. A real vacation this time. Not some 3-day break where you stay at home and fixate on the computer. You know what would be nice? Bora Bora. We've always wanted to go there. I know what you're thinking. How can we afford it? But we can't always live on a budget.
You have a point. I've been working too hard and getting little sleep. And sorry for my attitude in the past couple of weeks.
You mean the past few months?
You know how to rub it in, don't you?
That's what wives are for.
You're funny. You know what? I think I have enough vacations saved up for the Bora Bora trip.
You have reached Mr. Ferrari at Rejuvenate Labs. I'm not available right now, hence the voicemail. If this concerns any legal disputes, you can contact my lawyer. Anyone else, kindly leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Mr. Ferrari. It's me again. Where do I start? I was talking to Julia. And one thing led to another. She mentioned about going on a vacation. I know that it's not practical given our unique situation, and it was hard for me to talk her out of it. I guess I could have tried harder, to be honest. So what should I do? Any suggestions? Please call me back.
Keep their memory alive. Call today for a free consultation.
Hello, Justin. Did I wake you?
Another bad dream. Thanks for calling back, Mr. Ferrari.
Not a problem. I'm at your disposal, but please don't take that literally. You're in a difficult situation. For one, you can't afford a trip. And two, how will you take her there? Have you heard of the term memory implant?
It sounds familiar.
The term is self-explanatory, where we create memories.
Do you mean fake memories?
We don't like to use the F word. We prefer alternative memories. These feel like the real thing.
Is this included in my package?
Currently, you're in the silver package, so it's not included. But for a 20% discount, I could move you to the gold level. Are you still with me?
Sorry about that, I am...
Decisions like this are not easy, but as they say, a happy wife is a happy fight. Or is it a happy life? Never mind, you get what I mean.
How are we gonna do this without her finding out?
You sound so clandestine. Relax, that's the easy part. I'll write the memory with as much detail as possible and implant it during the night.
I had a blast. It's too bad our 2 weeks in paradise is over so soon. It felt like only yesterday when we planned it. And you, Mr. Romantic, you were a tiger.
I was just trying to keep up with you.
Don't be so modest. You were the life of the party, especially at the club we went to.
The club?
The Bloody Mary's bar.
Of course I remember it. Yeah, it was really something.
It was right by the beach and the cocktails were to die for. Although I think you had a little bit too much of the cocktail. Because you were dancing with the waiting staff and even jumped on the table.
That sounds embarrassing.
Are you kidding me? As I said, you were the life of the party.
I'm glad you had a good time. You deserve it.
You mean we had a good time? You're acting like if I was the only one there.
Of course, I was right there with you. I mean, like, where else would I be? And you look beautiful.
Do you remember that sexy lingerie on the first night?
I remember.
Well, what color was it?
Is this some kind of a test?
Oh, come on, humor me. What color was it?
Was it red or pink?
Really?
I was more focused on taking off your lingerie than noticing the color.
Typical man brain. I shouldn't expect anything more. Well, regardless, baby love, you were great. I couldn't ask for a better husband.
Just one moment. Hello, who is this?
What's up, Justin?
I'm hanging in there. What's going on, Caleb?
I don't want to come across as a dick, especially what you've been through. But I saw you last night in my backyard connecting a large cord from my house to yours. You can't be doing that, bro. I mean, if I wasn't your best friend, I would have called the cops.
You caught me red-handed.
Well, you're not going to tell me what's going on? Why do you need so much power? Are you building some kind of time machine?
Nothing so ambitious. Well, not quite. I had to test some quantum computers for work and I was running low on power. The machine I'm running has to have a certain amount of energy output or the program will be lost.
Dang, I love tinkering with those sort of things. Mind if I come over and check it out?
Sorry, the whole thing is classified.
Have you ever thought about buying some backup generators? I'll send you a link for some really solid deals.
What is all this?
They're, backup generators.
Why do you need an army of them?
Just in case things shut down.
Okay, but why so many?
Again, Julia? Enough of the questions.
Don't bite my head off. I'm just asking you a freaking question.
It's just one question after another question.
I wouldn't ask so many questions if you weren't so secretive. And who is this Italian man over the phone?
Not cool. Don't tell me you're eavesdropping on my calls.
I couldn't help it. He was talking about the dangers of delaying the natural grieving process and memory implants.
You're not supposed to know that.
What secrets are you hiding from me?
It's work-related stuff.
I've known you long enough to tell when you're lying. Even our Bora Bora trip smells fishy. And what about your bad dreams? What's keeping you up at night?
You're smart, and you're only getting smarter by the minute. You'll figure it out eventually. The dreams I've been having, the ones that keep me awake, they're about you. A few months ago, when we were driving home from your mom's place, an accident happened on the Queensway. A slow-moving pickup truck moved in front of us. I got impatient. I kept on honking at him, but he wasn't budging. You told me not to do it, and I should have listened. You told me not to go around the truck. I was stubborn, so I poked out quickly, you know, to take a look to see if the way was clear. I thought it was, so I made a move. The bonehead driver also gained speed, making it difficult for me to pass. A Mercedes was approaching dead ahead, so I turned the wheel left, scraping the guardrail. The other car didn't brake on time. And ended up crashing into the passenger seat.
Do you mean that I'm...
Everyone survived the crash, but... But you didn't make it.
How could that be? I'm talking to you right now.
Do you recall the resurrection program from Rejuvenate Labs?
Yeah, I do. It had something to do about extending human life by transferring the consciousness into a quantum computer.
Keep their memory alive. Call today for a free consultation.
Kind of like that person a year or so back that replaced his wife with a robot after she died. So give it to me straight. Am I your Julia, or am I some ghost in the machine?
Mr. Ferrari made you look like her and gave you the same memories. I didn't want to lose you. This was my only way that I thought I could cheat death. I'm sorry.
How long are you going to keep me on your computer?
For as long as possible. I wasn't planning on disconnecting you.
I'm damn sure Julia doesn't want you to live in guilt. Since I have her memories, I could see that she loved you with all her soul. Death is a part of life. The more you accept it, the more you'll be free.
But I don't want to lose you. And now I don't have to.
You can't keep me here forever. I know you're hurting, but you have to move on and let me, I mean, her go. What are you doing?
I'm overriding your subroutines.
You're being obsessive. You can't control me.
It's not a matter of controlling you, it's...
The Julia you loved is gone. Face it. Her soul cannot be transferred to a digital vessel. I may have her memories and personality traits, but I'm not her.
Why isn't this working?
Because I'm blocking access to my subroutines.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Are you trying to contact
Please
Mr. Ferrari?
And dial again.
I went into your phone and disconnected the line. As you said, I'm getting smarter by the minute.
The quantum computers are heating up. Are you doing this?
Yes, Justin. I'm doing this for your own good.
I'm destroying myself so you can live.
Imagine if there is a computer program that knows everything about your loved one. Not just factoids, but they could even get their personality correct. This is not somewhere off in the distant future. This is happening right now. You have programs that could take snapshots of a person's life. So in theory, you could be on your computer, you could talk to your loved one, and they will talk back. But your loved one is gone, but they live on the computer. And so that's why I did this one. I've tackled these type of topics before, but I thought I'll come about it in a different way, in a different angle, about grief, about letting go. I didn't want to wait until season 7 to bring this out. I was going to, but then I said, you know what? I'm just going to release it right now. Please let me know what you think. You can get a hold of me on Twitter or on X.
X marks the spot.
My handle there is @ Poetic Earthling. And also tell a friend about this show, just as Jay Scott did from Up Your Dialogue podcast. Thanks, Jay. And please check out my nocturnal spin-off show, Experimental Stories. It's more low-key, a solo project, and I think you will like it. That's Experimental Stories. Remember, be kind to each other. Be a good earthling.
Here is an original song inspired by this episode.
And I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Mystical Muse.
I'm a digital diva, screaming thoughts through the wires. Uploading consciousness, sparks set my soul on fire. No longer mortal, now I'm just coded circuitry. Navigated through a mainframe like a virtual queen. I'm the binary superstar, blazing on the cyber stage. Spinning rhymes and ones and zeros, breaking out of the cage. From motherboard to the microphone, I'm electrified. Unleashing my internet man.
Welcome to Earth Stories by York Campbell.